We have a victim. I mean, nominee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Today, I am keeping another promise by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch.
Who wasted no time in displaying something I don't think we've yet seen in the man who appointed him. Humility.
Practicing in the trial work trenches of the law, I saw, too, that when we judges don our robes, it doesn't make us any smarter, but it does serve as a reminder of what's expected of us.
Which is, he says, that you reach decisions according to this overriding principle.
It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives. A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge.
And who could disagree with that? In normal times, almost no one. But Democrats have a score to settle. And within the hour, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi was saying that the nomination was all about diverting attention from Friday's travel bans.
They see the immigration problem looming, and so they decide on an earlier schedule, appoint a justice of the Supreme Court to change, always to change the subject.
So I know we were all looking forward to deep discussions about judicial concepts like mens rea and stare decisis. But these hearings, in large part, will be about a concept called payback. Democrats will ask how he'll rule on abortion, and he won't say. And then they'll ask it a different way, and he still won't say. And once they've accumulated enough sound clips to be able to say, I told you so, in the event he does provide the deciding vote to reverse Roe v. Wade, he will be confirmed, because he went to Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford, for crying out loud. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.